When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is your host, Wilmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Clay Tatum. Today on the podcast, we have our number one guest, Anna Sarah-Gina, and our number one, the audience member, Rodney Barry.
Treat me like a rat, what treat you like a dirty rat?
We'll talk about the film Beach Bum, directed by Harmony Korine, starring Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, we like the... We watch the movie and get the popcorn.
Thanks for listening. Hit it, Clay.
On what?
Keys.
Nice me on the keys.
Sing about Beach Bum.
I missed it.
Oh,
I saw the thing coming. I was thinking of words, and then was that the movie that we're doing?
Yeah, Beach Bum. I said that in the intro.
I have a little secret.
What?
I still have a little candy.
Clay's been eating right before we get on the podcast, and then saving some chewing for right when we start.
Yeah,
he loves it.
Well, he thinks it's ideal for the audience.
It's a tiny little piece of candy, but I can still make noise with it.
Oh. Anna, what kind of stuff are you chewing on today?
Saliva.
Is that all you've had, really?
That's all I had. I had a coffee, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't had a food?
You know what? I had eggs.
Well, why'd you lie earlier?
You make the eggs?
I boiled the eggs. They're hard-boiled, and I don't know. I just didn't want to talk about it right then.
So you lied?
I lied.
Huh. Okay. That's weird.
It's like lying, like, cool or something.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. Okay. Yeah. Like, it's mysterious. I think, what's she all about? Is that a truth or a lie?
I kind of think you're right. I kind of think I should start lying and leaving big chunks of my life out of conversation.
Absolutely.
I think so. I think I'm too candid and people know too much about me.
You're too candid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here comes Wynn. I know five facts about it right off the top of my head.
Truly, Anna, you probably know everything about me.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
And I don't know a lot of stuff about you.
Yeah.
What does that say about our friendship?
No, you can't. I'm listening. You're talking.
Yeah. It's a one-way street.
Anna holds all the cards.
It's a one-way street.
And Anna, all mysterious Anna over here, don't even tell me that she ate food today.
Because I didn't want to tell you how many eggs.
Oh,
wait, too many. Was
it? You overdid it.
It's three.
Is that
three hard-boiled?
That seems like a regular amount.
I feel
amount.
Like two standard, three's like.
Well, hard-boiled eggs are kind of like eating a candy.
Yeah, it's exactly like
a candy treat.
Now, when you're eating a hard-boiled egg, do you use a fork or are you going with your hand? Chewing on the egg.
I go with my hand.
Do you eat like a nice person or a dirty dog?
Dirty dog.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
Do it again?
That's a kind of like a gentle dog.
You do this. You go up to your food. You go.
Yeah, I go. I go.
And then you go, is that poop?
Hey, yeah. What is it?
Is that my friend's butthole?
Is that my friend's butthole?
Have you ever smelled your friend's butthole?
You know what? I had a friend in high school and we touched our butts and then we smelled each other's fingers.
What's up?
Do we touch the holes?
Yeah, we touched our own butts and then we smelled each other's fingers.
Oh. Wait, you touched the hole. Or just the skin of the
my
butt.
My own hole, yeah.
You're just the top of your butt.
That's and well, what was the result?
Smelled
bad?
It didn't smell good.
You know, I had a
Who's
friend
smelled
named,
worse?
I had a friend, I almost said his name, who every time you moon, he would moon people all the time in middle school, and you could smell his ass.
What?
Even though you're like 10 feet away, you could still smell his ass.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And, and we weren't friends for much longer after like sixth grade.
He probably just didn't know you have to wash.
Maybe it was a really clean.
Wait, did he ever do this?
Looking butt, but it really? Would smell. It smelled like shit.
Did he ever see this? Smell my ass, bitch.
I'm sure he did.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
He said it?
Yeah. He'd always make me wrestle him, and sometimes he'd take his clothes off and then make me wrestle him, and he smelled.
And what was his name?
Is it? I ain't saying his name.
Why?
Because he's a criminal. He ain't afraid to kill.
Okay. Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, you know him.
He's the same guy that wrapped me into his little schemes.
Yeah, he did.
And he had a smelly hole?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Clay got wrapped into one of his schemes. The guy pranked Clay and broke his skateboard on purpose.
Well, that was after all that. This is a fifth grade.
Yeah, this
grade.
Was a couple he's years later. What was the scheme he wrapped you in? Let's call him Skip.
Why don't you say his name, okay?
Because I don't want to get him.
He thinks that you're going to say that he has a stinky hole.
He listens to the podcast. Yeah.
He would probably be okay with me saying he's a dirty little criminal than me saying he's got a stinky hole.
Yeah, I think that's down the line. Everyone would agree with that.
I would rather Clay right now say, he's done some bad things to a lot of people. Yeah. I'd rather you say that over than, I can smell his hole from here.
I'm always worried about that.
Yeah. Really, Rod?
Yeah, what if someone could smell my hole?
If anybody could smell my hole from anywhere, I'm panicking, fellas.
We used to have a roommate who's a hairdresser. She was a barber, and she would work at a barbershop, and she said she could a lot of times smell guys' holes.
No.
From up above.
From up above. Guys' holes from up above? Yeah. An aerial whiff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can smell your hole. What you talking about?
This is upsetting.
I can smell your butthole.
You smell like an asshole. You smell like an asshole.
Are you saying that to the butt?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Did you just know you have to wash your butthole? Did someone teach you?
No, nobody taught me, but...
Who taught you?
Nobody did. I just remember being naked around people more as I got older.
What?
And just came.
Wait, how does this loop into the story?
What story?
No, of you learning how to wash your ass.
Well, I just remember thinking, I got to take care of my own ass. More.
You could smell your own ass.
I could never smell my own ass.
You could smell other people's ass, and you said, that's inspiring?
You inspire
me to wash
you
my
smell
ass.
You smell a clean ass, and then you're inspired by
What's
that.
What's this?
I want my ass to be that clean.
A clean ass? And then, what is this?
Yeah.
That's you.
I was like, ooh, that's one clean ass.
That's one clean ass.
You ever go in the shower, look at your wash rag, and go, you do anal?
My wash rag does anal for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
You do anal.
Hey, you do anal.
Hey,
yeah. Hey.
You wearing a thong?
Yeah.
You do anal.
Your wash rag.
Are you trying to do it?
I'm trying right now to do Howard Stern.
You're not doing it. You're not.
But
you're
sometimes
really
I can.
You do it. Hey, Robin. Do you think she does anal?
That's better.
Are those real?
Say Fred. Ask Fred a question.
Fred, let me ask you something. Fred, let me ask you something. Do you do anal? Tell me the truth.
You're like an inch away.
Are those real?
There's like a little bit.
Only thing I know about Howard Stern is from the 1990s show on E.
He hasn't changed much, my guy.
What about private parts?
He ain't asking those questions no more.
Oh, he still asks about anal.
Really?
Hey, you do anal?
He says that?
I don't think they don't do the Sibian anymore, really. You know about that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was on the show.
Little fuck machine.
Yeah.
And they put people on and they give them a ride.
Yeah.
And they would spin around and go, yahoo!
And they go, yahoo, this feels great! Yeah. Wait, so who's he asking if they do anal?
I don't know, man. He's just still, he hasn't lost his edge when it comes.
I'm not curious about it anymore.
Yeah. I just want you to have a good impression, okay?
You do anal?
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, Artie, let me ask you something.
Well, sometimes it's a little Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast.
What do you think of that?
Well, all right, but ask right, Casey okay, Kasem. Let's ask if they do anal.
You do anal?
Wait, we have to do the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is Casey Kasem asking if someone does anal. And here you go.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Casey Kasem Anal Podcast. Today on the podcast, we have Anna Saragina and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. Rodney Berry, coming from Santa Maria, California. Rodney, one question for you. Have you done anal? Or no, do you do anal?
There you go.
No. Cool.
All right.
Because
do
you not do anal by proxy?
Yeah, well, I guess.
But
what's by proxy?
Just like because the anal is not presented.
What?
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
So lack of opportunity.
You're open to it.
Yeah, I just do it. I just
yeah.
By proxy,
not around. I guess.
Yeah. anti-anal by proxy.
Yeah.
By proxy.
Well, not anti.
You don't have, so no anal by proxy.
Well, but you're not Casey Kasem anymore.
Anal.
Yeah.
Rodney Berry is no anal by proxy.
Hey, what are we doing today?
Today, we all went to the theater. What theater did we go to, Anna? All of us.
Glendale.
Lamley.
Lamley.
Is that what it is?
That haven't been, yeah.
How do you say it?
Lamley.
LaMal.
I don't know.
LaMal. We saw a dirty little movie.
Well, this is a dirty little movie in a brand new theater, Glendale Lamley.
Yeah. Spin it out!
Independent Film Cinema Theater.
Okay, we get it. It's a movie theater, okay?
Yeah.
Film Movie Theater.
What the heck did we see, guys?
We saw a wonderful little film by Harmony Korine called Beach Bum. Now, are we saying Harmony Korine or Harmony Korine?
Harmony Korine.
No, Korine. I always said Korine.
I like Korine.
Wait, what do I say?
Like Korine Bailey Ray.
Harmony Korine. Harmony Korine.
We've always said Harmony Korine, but
it is Korine.
I've always said Korine.
I go Korine.
All right, podcasters, please tweet at us.
I don't need to see that.
I think because Clay, I think we're right. I think is what's going on.
Korine?
Yeah.
Koreaning away?
Yeah.
On my harmony?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yes.
So we're going in. We're watching this movie. We don't know what it's about. He ain't made a movie since Spring Breakers.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true, Clay.
Well, I don't know. He's probably filmed like a...
What?
Probably did some Diane Ward thing or something.
Yeah.
But a film. A feature.
Oh, a feature.
A feature length.
Yeah. Jesus. God. It's like you're nitpicking every little piece of me today.
Every little piece of you.
Jeez. So we're all going in there. What are we thinking? Immediately, we're like, we want some fun in the sun.
I want
absolutely
some fun in the sun.
The movie immediately provides. We open with Matthew McConaughey playing Moondog, bouncing around, having some fun. He's on a boat. He's scooping around. He's going, hey, little lady, why don't you give me a little kissy? And she's kissing. He's going fishing with girls in swimsuits. He's catching a boot.
Boom, caught a boot.
Which is fun.
You're skipping around in the movie.
What?
Nothing.
That's how the movie starts.
He doesn't catch a boot the first thing.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, I agree.
It's pretty early.
Then he goes to a bar where there's a house band playing.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on that mic, he does a poem, and you're immediately like, these people love this guy.
They like him.
They love this guy. He's a poet, and he's fun, and he's beloved. Key West is where he's at.
Where's that?
Key West is in Florida.
Okay, it's like the pie.
It's what?
Like the pie.
You're thinking key lime.
You're thinking key lime.
Are there limes in Key West?
I'm sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's bouncing around, and then he gets a call from his wife, Isla Fisher, who said, and you're like, uh-oh, what? He's been screwing good and hard all over the place in the first 10 minutes of this movie, good and hard. He says to his wife, what's up, baby? And she's hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
And Snoop Dogg says, tell him I said hi. And you're like, okay, so they have an interesting relationship.
And tell him I have braids.
I've got long braids.
Tell him.
And I'm huge.
No. I'm huge.
Which I didn't know.
I had no idea.
That Snoop Dogg was 40 feet tall.
He's 40 feet tall.
I don't know. He's the biggest man alive, basically.
Yeah. Well, probably.
So, Matthew, he's like, hey, you got to come back. She's like, you got to come back here for your daughter's wedding. And he's like, okay. So then he gets on his little dinghy, his little boat.
What did you say to me?
His dinghy.
What's a dinghy?
Little boat.
It's a small boat.
Oh, it's okay.
And he rides over to Miami on it, and he's laughing.
The Wicked Witch style.
He's doing that Wicked Witch laugh. Drives all the way from Key West to Miami. Hops over there and rides right up to Isla Fisher's backyard and says, hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for me and you to get going. And starts eating her out while she's nails done.
What's that?
Yeah.
Like?
He eats her out for a long time.
For a while.
He gets in between her legs and goes, and she's going, oot, oot, oot. And she's getting her nails done. They're just having a good time. And then boom, bam, bing, we're in the wedding. Jeez. And her daughter's best running joke throughout this movie is that her daughter's married to a really boring guy who drinks milk.
Yeah.
And the wedding, he shows up late for it because he's fucking a nice lady in a kitchen.
She's nice.
Yeah, she's nice and fun, and they're just having fun. They're living a wild life.
It's just American
He's
fun.
He's bouncing all over the place. On moon dog here, moon dog there. It's time to get some moon dog. And then he shows up to the wedding, says some words, is introduced to his new son-in-law. And then Snoop, after the wedding, he finds out his wife is hooking up with Snoop, and he's like, I don't know about that because we're both friends, but he doesn't have like a vocal reaction.
No.
So he goes and jumps in the pool, hangs out with his daughter, then goes and hangs out at the bar. His wife finds him at the bar. They hang out there and have some fun. They get a little bit loaded.
Yes.
They hook up. Yes. They go for a drive.
Yes.
Ooh, too fucked up. Uh-huh. She gets in a wreck.
Okay.
Then she goes to the hospital.
Is this because of the drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe the drugs.
And the drugs.
She goes to the hospital, and she goes, I'm all fucked up or something, right?
Yeah.
What's she say?
Yeah, she actually does say, I'm all fucked up.
Something like that, right?
Oh, me? I'm fucked up.
Yeah. There you go.
I think that's a clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's roll a clip of that scene.
Oh, me? I'm fucked up.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to say it.
Say it!
I can't.
Well, say something.
My tongue's little.
Why's your tongue little?
Because I fucked up.
Fucked up on what?
Stuff.
What?
Stuff.
Doctor, can you come in here? Yes, what do you want? My wife is acting super stupid.
Wait, is that Boo Dog?
Yeah, Clay's name Boo Dog.
Let me do the stupid test. Put this in your mouth. That's poop, you idiot. Yeah, she's super stupid.
And then Tina. So it turns out she's so stupid, she ate poop, and she's so embarrassed that she dies.
Yeah. I get it.
If I saw, if any of y'all walked in on me with poop in my mouth, I would kill myself.
I would kill myself right there.
Yeah. She kills herself because she gets pranked into eating poop.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how.
Yep. Moondog
she
is
likes
like,
it too.
Yeah.
Moondog's like, my life is in shambles. Mm. It's very sad. There's a funeral. And guess what? In her will.
What?
In her will,
okay.
Fun. This is a fun device for a movie that I love. Uh-huh. It says, you don't get any of our money. Oh, by the way, Isla Fisher's really rich.
Oh, they have a scene where they go, we're rich.
Yeah. And Matthew McConaughey is a published author, poet. And Isla Fisher goes, you don't get any of the money or the house or anything until you publish your new book. And he's like, oh, God damn it. Okay, so he has to be homeless. He hangs out with homeless people. He goes and sleeps on the street. He at one point hangs out with a bunch of homeless 50-year-old men at a skate park where he reads them a poem. And then they do, one guy does his poem, which is, and it's probably one of the best scenes and the funniest scenes in any movie since
MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Yeah.
So then they all bounce around. They get arrested. Matthew McConaughey has to go to rehab.
Yeah.
He goes to rehab where he meets Zac Efron, who looks exactly like Anna did in sixth grade.
He called me. He said, can I use your likeness? I said, are you okay?
I still got the clothes.
Yeah, I still got the clothes. You want to borrow them? We're about the same size.
What was your honest reaction to seeing Zach?
It's just nice to see me represented up there.
Finally. Yeah, so is that one of the only films that you see yourself in?
Absolutely. I feel left out normally.
Was there another one?
No.
That's the only one. Okay, so Zac Efron's a wildcat Christian man who loves hard rock.
Loves Creed.
He loves Creed.
And then they decide to break out, and they do break out. And it turns out that Zac Efron is a little bit more fucked up than Matthew McConaughey. And he does fucked up shit, like he robs people, and they get really fucked up. And Zac Efron runs away, right?
He definitely, Zac Efron, like, kills a man, and then they just are like, oh, we're going to split up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So they go hang out on a boat, then he runs away, and then somehow Matthew McConaughey just kind of gets away with it all.
Yeah.
All that mayhem. And then,
What happens next?
But do you want me to say what just happened or what actually happens next?
Are you confused?
Uh-huh.
Were you paying attention?
Yeah.
What was the last thing you
wrote
down?
What's the last thing you heard?
Want me to go on my notes?
No.
Oh. The moon dog. He was like really horny.
Why are you whispering?
What?
Why are you whispering?
What are you talking about?
Are you whispering because you don't want Anna to hear? Because you don't?
No, I saw the movie.
Wait, you trying to tell me a secret?
Yeah. Oh, what? What's up?
You just said you wanted me to tell.
Yeah, you wanted to tell. What are you doing?
Tell the podcast.
Oh, sit.
You're
what? What's what?
I'm confused.
Yo. Yeah, me too. Sick. But wait. Hey, man,
guys, I think.
Wait. Can you come in here? I'm going to tell you something.
I'm in here. I'm so sexy.
No.
Okay,
let's take some steps over here. Shit, there's a door. Open. Okay, wait, now I can tell you something.
What? We gotta take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey,
thank you. And if you want to know more about the Trump campaign, you go to DonaldTrump.com and you can donate there too. So now we know. So what were you talking about? Where's this?
Okay, so I'm gonna go and skip over that. All that stuff. So he's now writing the book, and he's actually paying attention, trying to do it. And guess what? He does publish it. Mm. Right? That's pretty much what's going on. Yeah. And he meets with Jonah Hill, who
is Bob Cornhole.
Yeah. Like either Cajun.
Yeah, I think he's Cajun.
Or sometimes he's doing like a Creole? Southern black man
is
voice.
Is he Creole?
Or it's like, it's offensive. Whatever's going on is like offensive, but I think it's probably purposeful because Harmony Korine is a wild man. So Jonah Hill's doing all that. He's like, we are going to publish our book now. something like that. And they do. And
he had sex with who's Moondog's wife or daughter?
I don't know.
He said one time. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
He comes to term with Snoop. Him and Snoop hang out, and Snoop is like, I might have got to confess to you that I was hooking up with your wife, but she always really loved you, and it's really this great moment.
And what does he say?
He's like, I understand, and I love you, pal. And then they go and hang out in the hot tub, and it's actually their friendship.
Jimmy Buffett is also there.
Jimmy Buffett's also there, and he's great. And their friendship is like one of the best comedic friendships I've seen in a movie in a long time. Snoop and Zach and Matthew and Isla, they're all just killing it together. It was very funny.
Palling around.
And he publishes the thing, and he wins a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
And what's the joke there? There's some sort of pronunciation thing.
A what?
They make a joke. Pulite? There's some spoof about it.
I think Jonah Hill just says it weird.
He says, pay off,
So let's do the scene of Jonah Hill and Matthew McConaughey. Action. Jonah, well, here's a day.
Well, he also had a race car.
And scene. So he goes and does his speech, does his poem at the award ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets all the money.
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
What?
What are you waiting on? It says waiting.
It's stuck, Clay. Our keyboard's stuck.
Come on! Get it!
There we go.
What was the thing the other day
when it's stuck again.
We said we wanted Bush back in office because that's the old time where you get to hit something and it works?
Yeah.
Check this out. What? Wait. Let's...
I this like a
Oh, wait, monkey. Wait, I get it.
Okay, the keyboard is malfunctioning.
I get it.
But it doesn't work
No, you press it. Look, it tells you the key to hit.
You gotta hit, like, in the middle.
I'm gonna put on a little concert.
Wait, so you're playing
Rod,
this.
Rod, you're interrupting my concert.
We've been doing this podcast for 5 months now. Clay's finally learning how to play the songs.
All right, I found a head. Okay, we're done.
Just maybe go ahead and restart.
What did I do?
Go ahead and restart it.
I don't want to.
Then he gets all the money on a big sailboat filled with money. And he sets that crap on fire. And you think him and his cat are going to die.
Yes. But that's the first time he brought up a little kitty.
Oh, yeah. He finds a cat in the very beginning. Little baby cat. But guess what?
What?
He ain't dead. He just burned all the money.
I like the joke.
Yeah.
Just like the jokey.
Two of my favorite films I've seen in the last 10 years, they burn the money. The jokey burns the money in The Dark Knight, and then Moondog, which is sort of the jokey.
If you're a hero, you don't need the money.
You don't need it.
Moondog is a lot like the jokey.
He is a lot like the jokey in the way that, in one scene, he did help kill a man.
Yeah,
and both are handsome.
Yeah, both are handsome. Uh-huh. So he burns the money, and then he laughs into the night. The end. And he does his classic laugh with his cat.
Oh, yeah, the dinghy laugh.
He laughs on the dinghy. So because of all that, it's a great setting in the down in the south on the coast, which is similar to where Clay and I are from, and that's very fun and nostalgic to see. I love these characters. I love these relationships. And for that reason, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
What do you think, Anna?
I think it was wonderful.
Anna, what's your review?
I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
And for me personally, both as a woman and as an underrepresented woman, it was just nice to see myself represented. So I think it's...
Because of the big pants?
Because big pants and little attitude. And so that's 10 out of 10 for me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so far we got two perfect
scores.
Rod?
All right.
Now we're going to Rod's review.
I really loved the movie. And the
Rod currently really loves the movie.
And the little cat.
Currently strangling himself with his left hand.
Come on. He's guys, also, please don't describe what I'm doing. This is embarrassing.
He's choking on his ass.
No, I like the movie. I gave it a 10 out of 10. Please don't make fun of me.
Okay. And Clay, what do you think?
You know what I think?
What?
What?
And what do you think?
What?
Wait,
no,
what
we
are
don't
you
know
asking
what you think.
What?
You gotta tell us.
Okay, what type of music should I do for this?
Something beachy with a jazz pop tinge.
Yeah, hit us with a beachy song. Classic surf rock.
I love Avicii.
Not Avicii. Beachy.
What?
Beachy.
Beachy.
Not Avicii.
Beach.
See, it's like you literally just said not Avicii, but Avicii.
No, I said, no, I'm saying not Avicii.
What?
Beachy, my man.
But a beachy.
You are acting like a dumbass right now. And now I'll play some.
Give it to him.
A beachy.
Okay.
We met in the middle there.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Hi. My name is, you guessed it, Clay Tatum. And this is my review of Homeless Person. Horny man rides a dinghy. Hobo dog eats wife putty. Yeah, that happens. Wife gets pranked into putting poop in her mouth. It made her look like a real dummy. Jonah Hill's KFC Colonel ass says some crap. James Buffet is in it. Jokey burns the money. Remember that? When Joker burns the money. And then bust out a dinghy laugh. And so that's my review of 2019 Homeless Person. starring Matt McConaughey. And for that reason and other reasons that I didn't say or talk about, I give this freaking movie a perfect score out of 10. And I give it a 10.
So what's that?
What you talking about?
Again? Say
what is the score again?
Okay, so Is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
So, let's let me just do the math here. So you did 10 out of 10. Okay, so let's add that together. That's 20. And it did 10 out of 10. That's a perfect score for a perfect movie. That's 20. So let's add that to another 20. That's a 40. So that's an F movie. Like a bomb. But Rod comes in and he's giving it a 10. Out of what, Rod? He goes, I give it a 10 out of 10. I go, that's another 20. Let's add it up. Now we're out 60. This is a D minus. This is a terrible foreign movie. And then Clay comes in and he talks about the horny man eating his pussy's putty like a damn dog. And he gives it a 10 out of 10, which gets a 20, raises it up to a freaking 80. Dude, what's up?
That's a B minus.
That's a B minus. A perfect score for a perfect movie.
Yahoo!
Woo!
That's so good.
It's so good.
And Anna, what kind of treats were you getting when you're watching the film? Well, I didn't see because it was dark.
Yeah.
She had a melted chocolate.
I had a nice little melted chocolate.
I bet you were grossed out when they started putting the poop in there.
No, I bet you she wasn't grossed out.
No, I wasn't grossed out.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because we always have an expert on the podcast. And guess what Anna is an expert of?
What?
Anna is a poop expert.
I'm a poop expert.
What does that mean?
I'm an expert in poop.
Yeah.
One more time?
Which part?
What you do.
Oh, well, so what I do is I'm an expert.
Got it. Okay, so I'm
an expert. Okay,
you're an expert, but in what?
Well, I guess I'll put it to you this way.
Okay.
In poop.
So, Anna, have you always known about poop?
Yep. Since day one.
And you're aware of poop.
I would say I'm aware of poop, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you get the chocolate?
Sometimes that's why I get the chocolate.
Because it looks like poop.
Yeah. Well, I say I know this well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Popcorn, I don't know what that is.
That's pee because yellow.
That's a good point.
Sometimes I would eat popcorn and the popcorn would show up in my poop. But not like poop.
And that can happen.
Why?
Because I'm an expert.
Okay.
Okay, so, but it does show up in the poop. We can prove that.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
And audience, tweet if you have popcorn and you have poop popcorn. That means you're a real cinema fanatic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're pooping popcorn.
It's whatever you poop out, that's what you are a fanatic of. So if you like baseball,
so
you poop out
I
of baseball.
Love blood.
You love blood?
Yeah.
So you'll have blood.
This guy's a freaking blood nut.
You're a blood nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pooping blood.
Some people are poop people, and you're a blood nut.
Yeah.
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 What?
Huh?
What?
Okay, so Anna.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 14 years old.
I'm 14 at this point. Yeah.
And at this point, you're loving music.
I love, yeah.
Blink-182?
14?
Yeah.
14, I liked probably DMX.
What?
He goes.
He's a dog.
He goes, I enter the room, and I'm like,
you know, there's a lyric where he goes, I'm not a nice person. I love that because that's mean.
So, Anna, I've missed this part of your trajectory.
What?
So you loved Korn.
Yeah.
Then DMX.
Yeah, it's an easy transition.
Actually. Yeah, it's actually very natural.
You love Korn.
Because they're already like.
So what's interesting about you loving Korn, though, is that a lot of times Korn is in poop.
Poop.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why you like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, in this case, the poop.
What came first, the poop or the corn?
The poop or the corn, yeah. Yes.
I don't know what he was talking
about.
The
egg is confusing because I had eggs today.
And the chicken's confusing because it's like, W2F, dude, what are you trying to be random?
Well, that's random, yeah.
So you like poop because of corn or like corn because of poop?
No, I like, okay, I was always an expert in poop, but I didn't always like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I liked it way before corn. But
you
corn
like poop
made,
before corn?
I like poop before corn.
And then when you pooped and you saw corn in your poop, you're like, well, this is a happy little accident.
I was like, well, that's a perfect marriage.
Poop and corn.
And I believe in love.
Do you remember being a kid mm-hmm. and you got so much poop in you, but you don't want to stop playing? So you just don't poop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some of my fondest memories. Brimming with poop.
And that's mostly when
I'm still doing my stuff.
Poop my pants. This is a boy.
Yeah.
I would, every time I did that, the poop would turn into diarrhea.
Yeah, because it stews in you.
Yeah, because it stews and it gets grumbled. Your food gets grumbled into poopy, but if you keep the poop there long enough, it gets grumbled into
diarrhea.
Mine
was firm but tall, so my posture was good. It would sometimes go upward. So
I would hold in my poop, and sometimes some guys crack my ass up, and sometimes a little poop comes out.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You just can't. Yeah, I just didn't laugh. I was tall, good posture, didn't laugh. Uh-huh. Brimming was poop.
Okay, so
just filled to the brim.
You get into DMX.
Yeah.
Natural transition.
Natural.
Then what is the Blink-182 chapter?
What's obsession?
I went away over summer, right? And then I came back.
To where?
To... Actually, I didn't go anywhere. Just what? I didn't have friends.
Are you lying? Okay, you lied.
No.
This is
I'm
a second
lying.
Lie.
No.
Do you know anything about poop?
I know everything about poop.
Okay, there's no way to know because you just lied two times.
I would never lie to you about poop. I would lie to Whit about poop.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait. But I would never lie to Clay about poop.
Wait, why would you lie to me about poop?
I don't know.
Are you being mysterious?
I'm being mysterious.
See... So basically, because our relationship is I tell you everything.
Yeah, and then I listen.
You don't tell me nothing.
It goes in my big ear, and then it stays there.
And then you tell Clay everything, and then I tell Clay. He doesn't tell you nothing.
No, exactly.
No, I don't tell her.
So who's Clay
thinking about my brown crap?
Yeah.
Wow. So who's Clay telling everything to?
I tell it to my Nini.
Your cat?
Yes.
Nini.
And then he don't got no way to tell nothing to because he ain't talk.
Yeah, he can't talk.
Yeah.
Well, he knows all my poop secrets.
So you went out of town.
No, stayed in town.
No, I mean, I stayed in town, but I wasn't friends with anyone, so it felt like I went away for
even
the summer.
At 14?
Oh, at 14, I had no friends.
When did you?
Where were you living?
It's probably all this poop stuff.
It's all poop stuff, yeah.
Because
you're
obsessed with poop.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
And have you gotten smaller pants?
Okay, so I famously went away for the summer, stayed in town. And then I came back, and I liked Blink-182 and Rancid.
How?
I don't know. It just changed.
Okay, so wait.
I became a woman.
I became a woman.
And you're French.
Yes.
No, it's French.
Yeah. Wait.
That is what the woman.
That's what Rancid sounds
that's
like.
That's what Rancid.
Yes. Sing a Rancid song.
And the deal. We take the train into Delhi City. Okay. No. Okay. I think. All right. I'll hear this out. So we get on the train together. Uh-huh. Me, my wife. And this is Lars saying this?
This is Lars or Tim?
No, this is Lars.
Oh, so I've never known that Lars is French.
Yeah, he's French.
That actually makes sense.
Lach. His name is actually Lach.
Ah, Lach.
What about Tim?
I can't do his voice. Yeah,
Tim is
he's Belgian. Which sounds like French, but
Hubble from my bedroom.
Wait.
What?
That's Hubble from my bedroom song, right?
No.
You said that's from the song Hubble from my bedroom. Sing it again.
There it is.
Yeah. What?
You said it again.
When? How?
You got egg all over your face right now.
No, man. That's Anna.
No, it's me earlier.
You're lying three egg, now. No. Three egg Anne over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know how. Your whole mysterious Anna doesn't know how she got into Blink-182 at Rancid.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you just suddenly did.
But I came back in a shirt.
You didn't leave, so you can't say coming
leave,
back.
No, I didn't leave, but you never know where a woman goes.
You told us you left. You didn't
leave. Okay, you never know where a woman goes.
40 times.
Where does a woman go? You answer me.
They go to the store or something.
They go to
that's what they want you to
do. Let me just tell you what the girls
do. Did you go to a Hot Topic?
No, they go to little panty stores.
Yeah, they go.
And they... They run. They wake up. Okay. They realize they are out of panties, and they go to the panty store. I know all about women.
We've already gone over.
I'm about to freaking marry one. So she tells me all this. Where have you been all day? She goes, I've been out at the panty store.
And we know.
I've ran out of all my panties.
And like, a woman,
you just go to the panty store to talk to your girlfriends.
Yeah.
And what? And
that's
if,
how women
if
communicate.
She's in a good mood with you. She wants hugs and kisses. What color is she getting?
She's getting brown all around.
Oh, which means she never wants. She says, "Stay off."
She goes,
"Stay off."
Yeah,
stay off me.
Well, stay off me.
Wait, stay off me is brown.
I'm
all
brown
around?
All around.
Well, the brown is.
That's when she's pissed.
Yeah,
brown all around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. I'm just checking, but I know, and but I'm just checking.
And guess what?
What?
When you feel pretty,
you
get the pink panties.
Oh, God.
Clay.
But when you feel naughty,
what?
You bust out the brown panties.
So naughty can be a little bit confusing for some.
Yeah.
Mixed signals.
Yeah.
She pissed or is she?
Naughty is stay away, or brown is stay away or feeling naughty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that seems like that's a bad panty to wear.
I'm never going to say that.
What?
Peeny.
Bad panty.
Say this, Whit.
Peeny.
What?
Say, I feel pretty in my pink little panties. Really sell it to me. Say it.
Ugh.
Hey, Whit.
What?
Someone pulled me aside. They said you wanted to tell me something. What? What's so important? You know I'm really busy right now.
Sure, yeah.
The boss is just yelling at me. He says I'm not putting enough attention to work. And now someone says you have to talk to Whit. Whit wants to tell you something. So what is so important that you pulled me away from my job?
I feel pretty.
Wait, let's start again. What? Come here. Wait, just get really close.
The scene is set. You just got to do it.
What's that, dude? You know I work at a movie theater.
Yeah.
So I had to be really quiet. What do you have to tell me?
Okay.
I feel pretty in my pink little panties. What's that? Say that a little closer. I feel pretty in my pink little panties. Can I see that? Sure. Here. Oh, these are really pink. Freshly washed them. Can I smell?
No. Thank you.
This is.
Oh, what's it smell like?
Freshly cooked bread. Okay.
Thank you.
Back to work.
Okay.
Okay.
Sacko.
Okay. So,
Anna, what do you know about poop?
Everything. The history.
Okay. What's the history of poop?
Who was the first poop?
Answer all of them in order.
Okay. The history of poop goes back 100 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know, because I'm only 20.
Yeah, you weren't around yet.
Yeah.
These are your elders.
Yeah.
These are people you got to look up to.
Yeah.
The first man, he was just brave enough, he did it.
And what was his name?
Tom.
And what's his last name?
Hurry. What's his name?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was the first one. Yeah. And this was in Eastern Europe, so you understand it's a little different.
Yeah.
And he stood up and the whole town said, "You're not brave enough to do this." And he said, "I watch me." And then he did it, and everybody was amazed. Everybody was amazed, and the whole town shut down for a week straight.
And then when was the next time someone pooped?
Not for another 25 years.
Wow.
So we're going 75 years ago now. We're balls deep in the civil rights movement.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite president?
Me.
Okay.
You are?
Yeah.
You've been president.
I did a good job.
What was your best policy?
It's more pooping.
Oh, yeah.
I know all about it. So I said, let's get these guys. I said, I know all about it. Let's get these guys.
You're really patriotic.
Wait, who are you guys?
Who are my guys?
Yeah.
Ooh, how many do you want?
Three guys.
You're
three guys.
Okay, Carlin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to those records. Yeah. He's a guy.
He's
a guy.
He says everything everyone else is too afraid to
say. Everybody else is afraid.
Seven
That's
bad
the thing.
Words you can't say on television. Yeah.
He goes, bitch, shit, fart. Fuck.
Bitch.
Yeah. And
he goes, ass.
Yeah, and he goes, you act like a dumbass, you bitch.
Yeah.
So who's the other guy?
Two more guys.
Yeah.
Well,
hurry.
That's it.
No,
that's
it. Just Carlin. You only said one.
That's only one guy.
He covers all bases.
No,
is everybody else
covers all bases. Give me another one, real quick.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's go.
Tom Brady.
Okay, oh,
Tom Brady
for pooping
well,
first.
For pooping.
And then Tom Green for pooping.
Tom second. Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy, okay. Do you want to smell my poop?
Yeah, Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, have you ever? You know how people poop on the floor?
Yeah.
At the gas station sometimes?
Yeah.
Why, have you ever seen that?
I have.
Why do people do that?
Sometimes you just gotta go.
But why don't they put in the hole?
But the toilet is just right there.
No, you just, when you gotta go, when the road hits.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's it. So you gotta get in your car, you gotta go right then.
I pooped in the bathtub.
How is... Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
That's normal.
One time ago. I pooped in the bathtub. I was taking a bath with my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a boy.
It's just...
This recently.
It's just a wave of... It looks like mud floating up.
Yeah.
It was like loose. It was like a solid poop.
Yeah, well, you know,
Clay's got twisted guts.
Everyone knows. Listen to this podcast. That I fucking spray shit everywhere. Yeah. I don't have a solid poop.
Well, mine was bad too.
But did you log?
No log. I just had a food at a restaurant that doesn't exist anymore in LA called the Palace, and I went and took a bath in my bathtub, and I was hanging out.
Yeah,
and I just saw kind of like a metallic, yellowy kind of bile-looking filth swimming around in the tub with me, and then there was specks.
Wow,
there was golden specks of brown throughout.
Okay.
And then I realized that I completely shit myself, and the shit had mixed with the water in the tub.
Oh,
I will say this: one time I went camping, and I never pooped outside before. Really, I was not good at it, and so I was like, "All right, here I go. We're gonna poop outside." And so I kind of squatted it down a little bit. I pulled my underwear and jeans down. Mm-hmm. And I pooped. And I was like, well, this is nice. So I wiped. And then I stood up. And there's poop. Shit. All in my pants.
Yeah, you put... You forgot to say you put your pants back on.
No. When I squatted down, I squatted and...
It created a swing.
It created a little swing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So did you
I thought I was pooping past the pants.
Yeah.
You weren't pooping past the pants.
That's the problem, yeah.
Right on the straight pant. In the pants.
And, you pooped in the pants.
Right plop
the
and pants. Poop in the pants.
Yeah.
It's like a little hammock.
So wait, but did you pull your pants back on? Is that what made you realize it?
Oh, yeah.
And then it touched your butt? You heard the squish? You felt the squish?
Did you feel the squish or did it go down your leg?
It went down my leg first.
You didn't squish.
So the bat.
So then what did you do?
You squish.
I pulled them up quick.
So at this point, you're how old? 16?
I was like 22.
But you still have that young, nubile body.
I have that
supple.
Supple skin.
Yeah, and what
it was supple soft.
You had that young.
I was simply soft.
Yeah.
So you pull up your poop filled panties.
Yes.
Up into your crotch, and you feel that brown squish onto your nubile inner thigh.
Yeah.
And you go
supple.
Oh no! I just got dirty.
Yeah.
And so how do you clean?
I go. Well, pink panties, you're brown now, but you're going to be pink soon.
And so what do you do?
What does that mean?
You're just going to wash them?
I want to wash the poop.
Yeah. I think that's pretty clear.
Right. I want to wash the poop off my pants. I would throw those away. No. It's okay, Rod. You just wipe the poop off the panties.
He didn't.
And you put them back on.
No, you just get rid of them. He didn't want to throw them away because what if his big brother found out? He'd be embarrassed.
Yeah. He goes, dude, where's your panties? I go, what do you mean, dude?
That's a nightmare for any little brother.
What do you mean, dude?
Dude, where's your panties? Were they right there on your body?
Yeah.
I would fuck, yeah.
Okay. Rod, what about you?
One time I worked at Boomers, I found a poop-covered thong.
Ooh. Oh, man.
It's pretty exciting.
It's just thick.
Now, why is that exciting?
It's just... Somebody had to clean it.
You didn't clean it.
No, I was the manager, so I had someone else do it.
Wait, who had to clean what?
The poop thong.
So she had to clean it. Why is that part of the job?
It's in the bathroom.
Installation at Boomers? Come see the
bathroom?
They say they can't see the log cutter.
No, nobody wants to see
it. Dad, we can't go to Boomers. Why? Because I pooped on my thong. I don't want to go back to Boomers. I pooped on my thong.
Hey, they just left it in the bathroom.
I left my thong there. I pooped on it. I can't go back, Dad.
Now, did you leave it first and then you pooped on it?
No.
You pooped on it and then you left it.
I was wearing my thong. I pooped on it. And so we can't go back.
Okay.
Dad. Take me to the other Boomers.
And I will.
Take me to the Boomers in Ventura.
You will have to wear your boxers.
It's a golf and stuff.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
So now, It's hard to poop a thong because I imagine you could just gently kind of tug at it and then you'd be in the clear.
I don't know if we have any person better to answer this.
Yes.
Other than the poop expert?
Please.
So you just sort of tug at the strip that covers the hole.
Are you trying to poop? Okay, is it your intent to poop while the thong is still on?
Yeah, but you just kind of pull
the thong
to the side.
Is definitely still on.
You have to keep it on.
That's how it gets poopy.
And so does it split?
Like, imagine a sausage maker and then taking a guitar string and put it right in the middle of it.
Yeah, like a Vienna sausage. Yeah.
And having the sausage come out two ways.
Yeah.
Is that what happens with the thong? With the poop?
It depends on the type of thong. Is it a rigid thong? Is it a
This is a question for Rod. Really.
This is not a detail that I do remember it was like...
Was it cotton panties or was it...
I'm pretty sure it was cotton... I remember it was a bright green.
Okay, so you remember...
what does that tell you, Anna?
Okay, so if it's bright green, then it's probably not so... It's probably not a stiff thong.
Wait, what are we talking about? Bright green.
Pooping in a thong.
Okay.
Poop
panties.
Pooping in a thong. Now, thong is not panties.
Why is not?
It's not.
A thong is not?
A different breed.
Is it what?
It's a different breed.
Thong is not panties?
Thong is not panties.
Okay.
So, but Anna, you still haven't answered the question.
Okay, so if it's a rigid thong, then it would cut the poop in half.
Split it in half, down the middle. Banana split.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But if it's really rigid, then I think it would actually, when the poop comes out, it squishes it on impact, and then it kind of jellies up, and it goes up and down.
What are you saying to me?
You have almost an extra strap of a thong, but it's made of poop.
Yeah, that's how actually a thong becomes regular underwear. It's just the poop. It squishes
spreads out. Maybe that's what this girl is going for.
Exactly.
Huh. Well, she just left it.
Well, because it was a failed experiment.
Failed experiment, yeah. It's a prototype that didn't take off.
Right, Rod?
Yeah, I guess.
Rod, do you agree with all this?
No, I mean, yeah.
What do you agree with?
No, I mean, yeah.
What's that?
Are you pissed?
Here's the thing.
No, give him a chance.
Well, we have a poop expert here, and Rod's embarrassing me by saying things like, no, I mean, yeah, in front of the poop expert.
Okay, wait.
Here's the thing. I'm just confused. I'm just trying to think back. This happened over 10 years ago.
So you were 10 years old.
Yeah. I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I just am trying to remember all the details of this.
Okay, go in great detail.
And I'm just trying to figure out how it could have built panties because it was just.
I think it's a thong.
No, but you've. I don't know, paying attention to what the expert was saying.
It's so crazy to me that the idea of pooping on your thong is to make panties.
Yeah, because then it spreads out and it covers the general area.
Okay.
It fills in the rest of the butt.
She doesn't want to show her butt.
And it's just a shock
to me.
So
she covers it in poop.
And I'm just like,
it's not that crazy.
I just am having a lot to deal with in my head.
Actually, I get it now,
too. Okay, no, I mean, yeah. Jesus.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
No, I mean, will. He really will.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Oh.
Yeah, he will.
I'm going to pop his ass right now.
Oh, ow.
Wow.
I don't care.
I was going to do it after.
I'll do it on the podcast.
Ow.
Popping your ass.
What the hell?
I'll pop your ass around town in front of the poop expert.
Yeah, like
wait, come on.
Ow.
What do you...
I like this.
I love this.
This is nice.
This is nice.
I'm
going to bite you.
He's eating Grotto.
Eat him out, King.
Oh, that's nice.
Eat him out, King. Oh, that's good. Rod, you're gonna die.
Eat him out,
my hands.
Eat him out, King.
You're gonna die by my hands. No, I mean, man, I'm a poop expert. I'm embarrassed. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Well, I tell you, I'm laughing.
Okay.
All right. Anna, do you have any final words on poop?
It's natural. Be you. Have fun. Have a good summer.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a food that makes poop?
Every food. Wow. Corn.
Wait, what?
What?
That makes poop?
Yeah, food that makes poop.
Corn pizza.
Every food and also corn and pizza?
Yeah, every food and then corn and then pizza.
Wait, hold on. So does this burger make poop?
Yeah.
Does this hot dog make poop?
Okay, that burger does, that hot dog does, yes.
Clay, show her some of your food.
Yeah. Show me what food you brought in today.
This is a big ballpark pretzel.
Wow, that's big.
Is it a big poopy?
Yes.
This is gummies I found on the ground.
Oh, those are little.
You want to watch me eat them?
I would love to.
Okay.
See, he's warming up, and then he'll be pooping in no time.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
This is what you want to say. He loves
these gummies.
No, okay. So. I think we should end the podcast.
Okay.
So, thank you, and thank you to our poop expert, Anna Saragina, our number one guest. My name is Whitmer Thomas. Smither Rodney Berry. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And I urge you to see Big Beach Bum and support cinema.
And also, don't forget to buy Dirty Merch. Maybe we have a Dirty Merch store. It's called Team
Public. Buy our merch and Venmo us if you want.
Are you going to promote your show?
I have a show on April 21st that you should go to because I do a show.
Where's it at?
At the Satellite in Silver Lake.
I'll be there.
We've got great comedians, Dave Chappelle and Zach Galifianakis are on the first one.
Where do you buy tickets?
With musical guest, Yellow Card. Mm. And you can buy tickets on my Instagram. If you just go to my Instagram, Whitmer Thomas.
And there's a hyperlink in your Instagram?
Yeah.
Good. My tickets now, baby.
All right. Hit it, Clay.
Okay.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.